Okay, so I know we have all, at some point in time in our academic lives, have been told that, you want to keep your GPA up. You always want to have as close to a 3.0 for a B average or as high as a 4.0, and in some cases higher when you're looking at high school scales, certain times. Oh, you want your GPA to be as high as you can possibly make it. And the premise behind it is, oh, okay, well, if my GPA is high, then that just shows that I'm an excellent student and I'm the student that you should choose, or the student that should get accepted into this college. I'm the student that should be chosen for all these academic accolades and so on and so forth. And that's great. To have a mentality that says to strive for greatness. But there's one thing that I want to point out, and I'm gonna talk about it in two separate instances. But there's a statement that I want you to put in your head right away when it comes to your grade point average or your GPA. Grade point averages are good enough or great enough to get you into a school and keep you in a school. But grade point averages may not get you the job. And I want you to understand that even the greatest grade point averages won't get you a job. So let me dissect that. Let me talk about the first part, and then we'll come back and talk about the second part, okay? The first part of that statement, grade point averages or great GPAs will get you into a school and keep you in a school. When I was in high school, I live in Georgia. Georgia has what we call the Hope Scholarship. The whole premise of the Hope Scholarship is that, hey, if you maintain a 3.0 average in college, we'll continue to pay for your tuition. Now, I know that the Hope Scholarship has been modified since I had it, and some things about it have changed in terms of the courses that you must take or the in high school, and the fact that they check it, I think, differently a little bit in comparison to when they checked it when I was in college. But the premise of it was, man, if I stay in Georgia, I can potentially get my school paid for on the tuition side, and that'll save me some money. Especially if I have additional scholarships, which I'll talk about that in a second. And so when I was applying to schools and get accepted to all these schools, and I'm thinking like, okay, if you're saying I can get Hope Scholarship because of my GPA, and I'm looking at my high school GPA where I've always made, fairly A's and B's. There was a couple of C's, and there was a couple bad grades that I won't mention. That I'm glad was just for the quarter and it didn't affect my semester average. You see what I'm saying? But overall, I remember walking into my senior year with an 89.00 average. And they told me, well, hey, if by the end of your first semester, if you have a 90 or above, we will consider you as an honor graduate. So that's how it was. I said, well, all I need is 1 point. Cool. Let me make sure my schedule is on point. And I was already working on switching from calculus to statistics because I'll be honest, I was kind of intimidated by calculus, just by the book, by the look of it. And I remember how I processed through pre-calculus and trigonometry, and I said to myself, okay, it's not that I don't think I can do it, but this is my senior year. I want it stress-free. I want my grades to be right. I'm trying to get into college. I'm trying to get this money. That's what I was about. So I switched to statistics, ended up making an A in that class. Had a lot of A's that semester. Had human anatomy, had my comp literature class, had weight training, or was it weight training? It might have been weight training. And I had band and what was my fourth class? It wasn't a history class. I think of that class in a minute. I just knew I had a math, a science, a English. Oh yeah, I had a banking and finance class. One the first semester. All right, and so to me, in my mind, I set myself up. Yeah, I think that class was the whole year. I set myself up to make sure that I was going to pass with no problems. You see what I'm saying? That was my MO the whole time. Get in and pass. So then once I realized that making a 1 point, you know, again, I had an 89 average. Once I realized making 1 point would solidify me as an honor graduate and boost my GPA, you know, I had a pretty decent GPA. I knew it was above 3.0, so I knew my scholarship was intact. Then when you look at, oh, there were scholarship offers, make this score on the SAT, have this level of GPA, and, you know, if you're sitting at a 3.2, 3.3, 3.4, or higher than that, you know, you were pretty straight for setting yourself up to at least get something back from colleges. Okay, so when I ended up saying, well, I'm going to go to college here in town, it was Armstrong at the time, it's now Georgia Southern, but when I said to myself, I'm going to apply to that school and get into that school, I was awarded a scholarship on top of the Hope Scholarship. It worked out for me, but it came all down to the fact that I protected my GPA in order to get there. My GPA got me into the schools. My GPA also kept me into college while I was there. Because here's the deal. Every year, once you got over 30 hours, I ain't gonna say every year, but once you got over 30 hours in college, they would check your GPA to make sure it's above 3.0. If it was not above 3.0, you lost your Hope Scholarship. My objective was never to lose my scholarship. So if that meant I had to rework my schedule, plan when I was going to put an easy class with a hard class, don't take all my PE at once, all these things to make sure that my GPA remained above 3.0, not going over 30 hours so fast, so that way I at least guaranteed myself one other semester to get my scholarship and stuff like, oh, I knew how to work my money because my money was keeping me in school, but what was affecting my money was my GPA. So I knew, no, I will not by any means fail a class. I did drop a class my first year in college. Oh, yeah. You know, so, you know, I'm not going to say I was the perfect student. I withdrew from a class. I changed my major more than once. Those things. Still finished in 4 years. I just knew I put my classes together like chess pieces. You see what I'm saying? I knew when to make a move. I knew when to apply for this class. And I knew when I'm not going to take this class this semester. I'm going to take it in that semester. Because I know where I knew how to complement my classes. I knew how to balance my time. I knew how to balance against a part-time job. All these things. But my number one goal was, do not, by any means, lose your scholarship. And the only way I could keep my scholarship was to protect my GPA. So, yes, the first part of my statement is correct. A great GPA will get you into a school and it will keep you there. It will keep your money intact. You see what I'm saying? It will keep your livelihood intact if you put a good GPA in front of you. But when we come back, I'm going to explain to you why that GPA might not get you a job. Stay tuned. Flip the coin over. Okay, so this is why I said that having a great GPA may not get you a job. I work in a health profession. And there are majors, like health professions especially, that require hands-on training, clinical education, internships, type of things like that, to where you have to leave the campus from where your education originated and go out into the working world and practice your profession, you know, with real people in real situations, okay? In the midst of that, you have to apply critical thinking, personality, character, care, compassion. You have to apply a lot of qualities that really don't matter in a classroom setting. And you know, of course you want to be respectful to your classmates, to the teacher. You want to work together. Those things, great. But when you're taking a test in class, it's just strictly about what you knew, how you can conceptualize, And sometimes, if we're honest, what you can memorize. In the clinical setting, or in an internship or you know, a hands-on experience, it comes down to, okay, this situation is different from the situation I saw yesterday. This situation is more critical than the situation I saw yesterday. How can I apply what I know and learn to adapt? Because the situation is different and requires me to alter my plan, but still get the job done. Some of that, much of that, a lot of that has nothing to do with how great your GPA was in a classroom setting. Your GPA got you into that school. Your GPA helps you through that school. But often the people who get hired are the ones who can simply do the job well. Don't get me wrong. To an employer, maybe, and I'm just saying maybe, your GPA shows that, you know what, because they worked this hard in school, that leads me to believe that they could work this hard for me, that they can discipline themselves for me, that they can sacrifice what needs to be sacrificed in order to do what I need them to do effectively, that they can be proficient, that they can balance well. It may show some of those qualities if they're looking at it that hard. But sometimes they're not. I have dealt with students as an x-ray tech. I'm a radiographer or a radiologic technologist, if you will. And we deal with students. I've dealt with students who could quote the textbook like the back of their hand. But the minute you put them in front of a patient, they could not adapt what they learned in a classroom to a real live person who could not do the positioning that they needed them to do, who did not have the attitude they thought they would have. You see what I'm saying? They couldn't adapt and say, well, I know numbers and I know figures. I know quantities and measurements, but I can't get this patient to comply. But then you can have a student who may not know everything that the book was telling them. They may not know the ins and outs of every part of the x-ray tube. They may not know everything about image evaluation, but something about their personality, something about the way they approach their job, something about their eagerness to learn, their ability to critically think, their never give up attitude, the fact that they don't get flustered in a situation, outweighed everything that you could ever put on the GPA of that individual. That's the person who gets the job. Do you know how many times I've heard people say, I seed my way through college. I tell students, see your way through. That's what they would say. And it sounds like poor grammar, but basically what they were saying is they've made C's, but they got the job. They've been on their career for a long time. They have advanced in their profession, but they made C's. They don't know what an A looks like, but they got the job done and they do it well. GPA does not necessarily guarantee you a job just because you made 4.0. It looks good. Don't get me wrong. Do you think I didn't put it on my resume that, oh, yes, I graduated cum laude, or for graduate school, I had a 4.0. You think I didn't put it on that? You bet I did. I was going for whatever would help and for whoever it could help me. You know, like, hey, if this appeals to this employer, great. If it doesn't, great. But I was working it. But at the same time, I also understood that the person who could be hiring me could have been one of those students who said, I made C's the whole way through. I can't expect them to see GPA, but I expect them to see that I can do the job. Great GPAs will get you into school and they will get you through school. They will keep you in school, but they may not get you the job. Am I telling you not to focus on your grades? No, please focus on your grades. But understand that there is a line that those grades cannot cross for you. That's where everything else has to work for you. I didn't become a great X-ray tech, or I didn't get my job because I made great grades. They didn't know what my grades were. But something in the clinical setting showed them enough about me that says, I like his personality. I like his approach. He's good at what he does. He tries hard and he listens to instruction. He has initiative. I can leave him alone in a situation and feel comfortable and trust that he won't overstep his boundary line. There was something about me that they liked. And that allowed me to have a foot in the door. Not the fact that I can tell you that when I position for this patient, I am supposed to measure this much above and below. I'm supposed to center it. I am supposed to tell them to hold their breath at this time. And then I'm supposed to rotate them a certain number of degrees. I'm supposed to know that that tube angle is supposed to be a certain way. I'm understanding that this much technical factors in terms of KVP and mass, those are the technical factors that we use. I understand that's jargon right now, but flow with what I'm saying. It is at a certain point that didn't do it for me. It was never about me memorizing things. It was never about me showing that I am a great student. It was about knowing, can you take yourself out of the classroom with what you've learned, with the GPA you have, and adapt? Adaptation gets you the job. Hustle gets you the job. Personality gets you the job. Attitude, teamwork, that gets you the job. Your GPA says you were a great student and that you were dedicated to performing well. Link between the two. That you were dedicated to doing well. Yeah, that might be it. That's the only thing that can tie your GPA to the job you desire. Other than that, it has nothing to do with it. Ponder that. A great GPA will get you into school and keep you there, but it may not get you the job. I hope that helps someone. Flip the coin over.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Flip the Coin Over. To find out more information about me, feel free to go to my website, www.taacker.com. Feel free to find me at Instagram at taacker and on Facebook, taacker LLC. Look forward to hearing from you. And as always, flip the coin over. Thank you.